The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Busy weekend in sport. Colm Bouygues, broadcaster with Off the Ball, is with me. How are you, Colm?
Morning. Is spelling it worse than saying it?
Apparently not. That's why I got away with it there. Just move on quickly before they take me off air. What a weekend. I don't know where to start. Where to begin?
League of Ireland tonight. Well, we have a full set of fixture lists. And you yourself are going to Cork City versus
Cork City St. Pat's for my sins. Yeah. I'm sure tonight is the night that City will finally start the fight.
You never know. Pats aren't in a great form, right? They've lost the last three games. They haven't won in seven matches. It's not going too well for Stephen Kenny, but Cork City are bottom of the table. Although they got a point last day.
We did. And not only that, there's new players not starting yet, but obviously the new manager is having an impact. I do think City will turn it around. I genuinely do.
Yeah. They have a new setup in there, Jarrod Ashton, David Mitre as well assisting. So that's one game on tonight. We have Galway United against Shelburne, which we have live on News Talk and Off the Ball tonight with Jonathan Higgins and Brian Kerr. Derry City play Drogheda United. Bowes play Sligo Rovers. And then finally at 8 p.m, it's Shamrock Rovers against Waterford. Those first four games start at 7:45. So a full set of fixture list. Just to give an update on the table in the League of Ireland, Shamrock Rovers are 9 points ahead of Bowes. But crucially, Bowes have two games in hand. And they beat Rovers on Monday night 2-0. Yeah. So Bowes are keeping Rovers honest. Otherwise, they'd be running away with the league right now.
Which we don't want. It was a great finish last year. We'd like to repeat that if we could at all get away with it.
Exactly.
Lots of teams who could win it. The Lions tour, obviously not a great start last weekend, but this is the first of the... Are these the pre-tests or what are they?
Yeah, so these are... Yeah, that's what you call them, really. So there's going to be five more of them before the first test against Australia. So their first match in Australia is tomorrow morning, Irish time, 11 a.m. kickoff against the Force. And then they play again on Wednesday. So they'll be playing a number of times beforehand. But the very interesting news from the Irish perspective is that Dan Sheehan both starts and captains the Lions tomorrow.
Did we see that coming?
He's captain material, but I didn't see it coming in terms of other players that are playing tomorrow.
Yeah, because there's big names there tomorrow.
There is, yeah. But I mean, look, Sheehan is one of the best, if not the best hooker in the world. And with that comes a certain amount of status and esteem. And I guess he's an inspirational figure just by the way he plays. But in terms of a talker, like he got a great try for Leinster at the end of the season when he's messing with the linesman about a decision going against him. And then like 10 seconds later scores a try. So he has this confidence about him and he wears it very well. So I guess in that regard, it's no surprise at all. And it's very exciting as well for the future of Ireland after Caelan Doris, you know, because it's so harsh and Doris not being involved in this tour, getting injured. He probably would have been the captain. Maro Tojé is instead. But Sheehan definitely has the potential to be captain of the Lions next time out.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting. What time of the day is it?
11 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's great. This is fantastic.
That's reasonable, yeah.
It's brilliant for us this side of the world, the Australian tour. We're going to be able to watch all these games.
We don't have to get up in the middle of the night,
exactly.
Which is great. GA, lots of action across the weekend. A bit annoyed over the TV side of it because we'll see nothing tomorrow unless you're going online.
Unless you have a GA Plus subscription, yeah. So it's the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship quarterfinals weekend. So like you say, Jonathan, tomorrow's two games are on GAA Plus. So to start it all off is Monaghan against Donegal at 4 p.m. That's the throw-in time for that game at Croke Park. All of these games are at Croke Park. And then at 6:15, it's Tyrone against Dublin. So of course, look, the big news from earlier this week is the statement that Donegal GAA released because of the schedule that they've had. So they're playing 6 days after their last game.
It's a big ask.
Kerry get 8 days off, for example. So look, there's so many arguments for which game should be where. Should they all be in Croke Park? If they are, who should be playing where and what time? Look, essentially, Donegal lost early on in the All-Ireland series in the group and their punishment is that they had to play more games.
But, I mean, I know the argument has been had to death. This compressed season is a disaster.
It is.
It's an abject disaster.
It is. Look, it's very exciting when you're in it live. And especially in, like, working in sport, it's a blessing for us because there's so much stuff to talk about.
Yeah, but it'll be all over by the end of
July. It's so difficult to even to enjoy it in any way or to really reflect on it. So like say like our own county, Cork, lost to Dublin last weekend, the Croke Park, and there's not even really time to reflect too much on like, well, what did Dublin do in that game or where did Cork go wrong and what's going to happen for Cork next year, because then you have to talk about the quarterfinals coming up. And look, this is all going to be said and done in a matter of weeks. Like, look at the hurling, like, we're into the semi-finals already. And then, look, it gives over half the year to the club season, which is actually a fantastic gesture, is too light of a word, because it's a huge decision made by the GAA to give half the year to the club scene. So people are very grateful for that and it means a lot to people involved in the clubs up and down the country. But for the rest of us, it just feels like August is completely empty.
Yeah.
And we're just not seeing enough of top-level GAA that we want to see.
And you're going to have arguments like Donegal have for playing sixth.
Yeah, blink and you miss it. And then on Sunday, the other two quarterfinals, they're on RT television. So the first one, 1:45 throw-in, is Meath against Galway. And then probably on paper, at least, the tie of the round is Armagh against Kerry. at 4 p.m. And then right after that game finishes, we're going to have the draw for the semi-finals. So we'll know the semi-finalists of the All-Ireland on Sunday night. They'll be in about, I think, about 2 weeks' time.
Yeah,
it's good question,
yeah. There's the two semi-finals.
Because the hurling semi-finals are next weekend, Cork Dublin and Tip and Kilkenny. So I'd imagine it's the weekend after, because then the Tailteann Cup final will be on as well.
Alex Dunn's a name we're going to hear a lot more of, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. So this is the first time in 22 years that there's been an Irish driver involved in Formula One. So what's happening, it's about 12:30 this afternoon, this Friday afternoon, that Alex Dunn will be driving in a McLaren car, but it's a practice session at the Austrian Grand Prix. So he's filling in for Lando Norris. So he's only 19 years of age.
He's annoyingly talented and very young.
And self-assured and confident about it, which is fantastic to see. He's Offaly.
Oh, he's Offaly.
It's fantastic to see it, because I think Irish people and... what would I say, like, external confidence is a very uncomfortable match with a lot of people. We kind of like our athletes to be extremely humble, almost self-deprecating, to the point that they...
To the point they don't win.
Yeah, exactly. Their career could regress, but he's a great confidence about him. And rightly so, too, like, the first driver from Ireland to compete in the F1 at some level in over 20 years is a monumental achievement for someone so young as well. So Alex Dunn is flying it in the F2 championship, for people wondering, in a regular season. But this is a huge day for him. And it doesn't really matter what happens after this weekend. Don't really worry about that. It's the fact that he's actually involved in the F1 championship in some regards. So it's a practice session today, and he'll be providing feedback to Lando Norris afterwards. So he's a crucial part of the McLaren team. So
Shane Lowry is no longer the number one sportsman coming out of
Offaly.
I know,
we did the Mount Rushmore during COVID. Like, you might have to do the Offaly one again, Jonathan. Do you know what I mean?
We'll have to do it a bit more carving. Yeah. Colin Bowick, thank you very much indeed from Off the Ball. Plenty of sport across the weekend on Off the Ball and indeed on offtheball.com. But still to come,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.